Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living. We are here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. We are a center dedicated to spiritual principle, dedicated to supporting one another as we walk through our lives, dealing with all that's going on in the world around us right now, and whatever may be happening in your life at any time, and dealing with it and supporting each other in doing so by applying and living from the very highest possible spiritual consciousness, by applying principles that work for us, by learning tools that we can carry forward into our everyday lives to help us maintain that higher spiritual place, and to then bring that spirituality to focus and to bear on our lives and on the lives for those in our communities and in our families and in our culture. So this is who we are and what we're about. We are here and in celebrating you for who you are, for what you're about. We know that every person is an expression of the divine. Therefore, we can only honor and celebrate you. We celebrate your path. We celebrate what you have chosen and what you have not chosen, those things which seem to have been given, how you identify yourself in the world, what labels and names and groups you identify with, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your sexual identity, your sexual preferences, all of that is simply part of who you are and part of the expression of the divine coming through you. And so we celebrate it. We honor it. We're so glad you're here. To understand a little more about who we are and what we're about, we invite you to join us as we watch and listen to the Declaration of Principles. This is a taken from a larger document that Dr. Ernest Holmes, our founder, put together back years ago now. And so listen as we share some of it with you. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So you saw a number of faces there that you may have recognized. We have within our organization a number of people who we refer to as practitioners. These are folks who are licensed by the national organization to support you by doing prayer, affirmative prayer, or spiritual mind treatment, and providing you with support and ideas to help move you forward in your spiritual life. These folks are well-versed in the teaching. They have demonstrated the ability to use it in their lives to create a greater experience for themselves and for other people. So today we have one of them sharing with you who will be bringing a bit of a story and a bit of a lesson and a bit of a treatment to carry us through this day and days going forward. So I'm very happy to present Lee Huffman.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a while since I've been around live here, and it's really good to be back as rather than just watching the recordings, but the recordings are great too. And I do love this community. I did want to do a reading from the Science of Mind textbook, which is the foundation, I think, of this philosophy, even though there's a lot of really good other books about it. The Science of Mind textbook is just the foundation. It's what brings us all together here and gets us where we need to be. And I'm reading from page 212. And it's talking about physical perfection, but it's really about perfection of all aspects of our life. So it's talking about seeing perfection. When Jesus said to the man, "Stretch forth thine hand," he undoubtedly saw a perfect hand. If everything is mental, and if Jesus saw an imperfect hand instead of a perfect one, no good would have resulted, according to the law of cause and effect. The practitioner does not treat a sick man. He deals with only the idea, the spiritual man. Otherwise, he would enter into the vibration of suffering and might himself experience the results of such vibration. From what we know, Jesus must have seen only the perfect hand. Even though he might have recognized the false condition, as far as his word of healing was concerned, it must have been a recognition of perfection. Else it could not have been healed. When we see the life around us, the world around us, what do we see? Can we see perfection in ourselves? Can we see perfection in those that we love? I've been thinking about this a lot, and I see lots of perfection around us. Spiritual mind treatment is an affirmative prayer. It is a statement that what really exists is bigger than the illusion of pain, the illusion of suffering, that we were brought here in perfection, and we can live that way. So as a practitioner, that's what we treat for, and that's what we see. And you're all practitioners as well. So I ask that you look at your lives and look at the perfection that is there in reality and help the illusion move away. So spiritual mind treatment is an affirmative prayer. And I will take us through one now that is rather broad in its teaching. So I would ask you to relax, get comfortable in your seats, and just take a deep breath with me and let this imperfect world go away. Breathe in again as deep as you can out there, my friends. And know this with me. I know that there's one God, one creator, one source, called by many names, Yahweh, Abba, Father, Christ, God. They're all one. I choose to call this amazing creator source. Source created everything out of love, as we spoke about in the video. And I am one with Source because I came out of Source just like everyone came out of Source. All thought is creative. And how I choose to think creates my experience. So I choose to think of perfection. I choose to focus on love. I choose to focus on the power that is all around me. When I see the truth, I only see perfection. It's not what I desire, it's what I exist around me. And everything else will fall away. I know that Source only sees perfection. There is nothing else in the mind of Source. So why should I buy into the illusion? Every aspect of my life, I see imperfection. In my health, in my wonderful relationships, in my finances, in my family, in my home, I see only perfection. Everything I know that it is what Source wants. And I see that perfection and it manifests for me. I attract it to me. More than that, I throw away anything that is not part of the perfective life, the perfect life that I desire and deserve. In this way, my life gets better every moment of every day. I know that this is true, and I receive it. I know that nothing can get in the way of this perfection except my own thoughts. So I take a deep breath, and I know that this perfection is mine, that health is mine, that wonderful relationships are mine, that I meet new friends everywhere, that I know that my finances are perfectly coming together. So nothing can get in the way. And I rejoice in this. It is all true. I know it and I receive it. And together we say, and so it is. It is a good Sunday morning. It is all perfect. Now, a reflection of music of A View from Here by Sue Riley.
White line at the water's edge where sky touches sea. Every shade of blue and gray, far as the eye can see. Sun is breaking through the clouds. Winter's shadow fades. Birds soaring overhead, wings dancing in flight. Snow falls on restless waves, wind whistles and sighs. Golden rays of slanting sunlight soon give way to night. My thoughts turn to countless twilights, the ebb and flow of tides. I know this place, know it by heart. I love this place, always been a part of me. I've seen this place through laughter and tears. That's the view from here. Each summer the ocean called, please come out to play. Sand pails and sunburned smiles, picnics every day. Coral sunset, late July. Sweet, soft summer night. My thoughts turn to countless twilights, the ebb and flow of time. I know this place, know it by heart. I love this place, always been a part of me. I've seen this place through laughter and tears. That's the view from here. My heart tumbled by time and the wonder of life's changing design. Oh, I know this place, I know it by heart. I love this place, always been a part of me. I've seen this place through laughter and tears. That's the view. From here.
The View from Here. That is our title today for today's talk. It is also part of our theme for the month, which is to breathe in the view. We've come to the end of a year, or not quite to the end of the year, but to the last part of it as we move toward our great holiday seasons of November, December. And we're excited that this is a time where we begin to assess oftentimes and look back. So our theme for this month is to really take a deep breath and look at what's gone on, how have we come to where we are today, and exactly where are we today in our lives, in our growth, in our futures, in our present experience of living. And so I want to invite you, if you will, imagine with me that you're standing on a hilltop. Take a couple of deep breaths. And you look out across the scenery. You look out across the world and you see the view from where you are at this moment. Imagine, if you will, looking at down the side of the hill that you walked up, seeing the path that you followed as you came up, as you stand facing clearly the past that brought you to this moment. Just notice, take a moment and imagine your imagination. Notice that path. Take a look at the turns and the twists. Starting all the way back to January, it was cold then. It's getting cooler again. Thinking about the ups and the downs, the excitement and thrill of feeling that maybe we were moving back and away from this COVID experience only to dive into another chapter, another round. Notice how that path, part of the path, affected you. Where did you find your strength? Where did you find your struggles? And as you moved on up through the warm summer and into the fall, seeing the path climb, and it may have twists and turns. There may have been times when you just got distracted and walked completely off of the path and rambled around in the briars and the bushes for a while. And there may have been people or experiences that led you back onto the path. Just let yourself see all of that and imagine it. Knowing that if any part of that path had been different, you would not be standing where you are today, surveying your countryside, your landscape, your place of being. This is the path that brought you here. So continuing with this thought, this idea, we're talking a lot about the view. We're talking about what do you see? And the highest view within all of us is, of course, our consciousness, our highest view of ourselves from the highest perspective possible. We can all see experiences from two different versions almost always. Both the physical experience of what's happening in the moment and that more elevated, clear experience of the consciousness of the moment and what things have come from that. You may have had physical challenges. You may be one of those lucky people or not so lucky people who got COVID this year. I was. And I have outgrown it and grown through it. And I have learned so much about myself in the process. I don't necessarily wish to choose that as my path of learning, but it certainly taught me that I am free to be in community and to reach for help and to ask for help and to receive help. I also discovered that the health that is always within me, the physical health that is always within me, is always present, no matter what the immediate symptomology may be. And it is that health that is gradually revealed and brings me back to the full function of health in my day-to-day life. So as you look back, you know, I think of the time I kept affirming through the year that I'm looking for people to be more in relationship with, to begin to build more of my personal tribe here in Atlanta, and to have two peak experiences of that, in which without really being expecting it, landing in conferences and workshops where I suddenly found my people. You know, you guys are my people too, but I can only see you. I can't see you. I can only know that you're seeing me and where you are. And that's wonderful, but it's a little one-sided. So looking for that place and space within life where there is a two-way flow that is happening all the time in a personal, up close and personal, real experience. There's a great line. There's a great story about a young girl who was just terrified at night, and she would go crawl in bed with her mom, and her mom would cuddle her a little bit, take her back to her room and say, you know, you're safe here. God is with you. And a few minutes later, she'd be back in the bed. And about the third time this happened, her mom says to her, you know, God is with you. You're safe in here. She says, yeah, mama, but I want God with some skin on it. So sometimes we need God with some skin on it. And for so many of us through this last 2 years, there has been a lot of no God with skin on it. And a lot of our people and our personal relationships with the little boxes on the screen of Zoom and other kinds of interaction on the internet. All of that is part of the view of where we've come from. As we look behind us and we look at where all of this has brought us, and we contemplate, what does this mean for us? I have learned that we can transcend time and space with beautiful connections and relationships that don't require up close and personal. And that's been pretty wonderful to find out, that you can create real amazing connections with people through those little boxes on the screen, because those boxes are just little windows into the wholeness of a human being and the wholeness of another experience, both for ourselves and for one another. It's a rich and beautiful thing that we've been able to do that here and do that in life. Imagine if this had happened 30 years ago when we didn't have this capacity. We prepared for the experience we're having now in the world without even knowing that's what we were doing. So what are the lessons? What are the challenges? What are the celebrations that you've had? And when you look back over your year and you look at where you stand now, what are you most grateful for? One of the ways to evaluate and look back at our year and to look at where we are now is to look through the eyes of what Ernest Holmes talks about when he talks about the law of averages versus the law of personal experience. He says, the sum total of all the erroneous human beliefs that bind us until the individual mentally lifts himself above the law of averages into the higher law of spiritual individualism. And I would say the higher law of spiritual personal experience, that individualism is not about that rugged American individualism that says, you know, me against everybody else, but the individual expression of life as me along with everyone else rather than separated from it. It's a really important distinction. So when I think about this law of averages, I think about, you know, the human race believes in, as a human race, we believe in war. We believe in accidents. We believe that a certain percentage of people are going to die in plane crashes, or a certain percentage of things are going to happen, with that there are those who of us who just aren't yet awake enough to know, who end up being in those averages. We live in the law of averages that are surrounding us all the time and are part of our thinking. So as you look back over your year, as you survey where you are from this place, how much of your life, how many of your choices were based on the law of averages? Just based on what the human race was saying, and you kind of went along with it, whether you believe in it or not. And how much is based on the idea that within you, there is a power for good, greater than you are, and available to you for use, to create that personalized experience that you choose to have for your life. And I dare say for most of us, it's a mix back and forth between those two. Some stronger than others with our individual choices, and others going along with the crowd. If you ever heard your parents say, "So if so and so walked off of a cliff, would you follow them?" Well, some of us might. So thinking about this, I'm just asking the questions, not because I have answers for you, but because I know you have answers for you within you. There's a wisdom within you that knows and knows that it knows what is in your highest and greatest good and what is there for you to live and experience if you choose it and as you choose it. So I invite you to choose that law within you that says, I have the power within me to create my personal experience, and it is good, and it is great, and it is wonderful. See, this is all based on the idea that is core to our teaching, and that is that the very highest God, the transcendent God, the God that all religions talk about as being somewhere out there, that highest God and the innermost God is the same one God. There are no two perspectives here. There are no two powers. There's only one God, and it is within you and it is outside of you. We call it many things besides God. God put some people off, and that's okay. It did me when I first got here, and I've sort of began to translate it into a different way of speaking as I've been here a while. I've been in this teaching a while, but it was infinite intelligence. It was universal presence. But whatever it is, or however we describe it, it is basically a truth that, and science tells us this, it's supported in science, we live in this field of energy and information, and we are just points of energy and information within that universal field, that continuous universal field that is also cannot be divided against itself. It is a singular thing, and you are part of it, and so am I, and so is everything that is. And when I begin to recognize that, and I think, well, then I can speak and believe in something that power within me, that oneness within me has will respond to me, to my focus of energy and information, to my beliefs, to my thoughts. So that creating my individual experience becomes about using that faith, that awareness, to move forward, to choose, and to know that as I choose, I have this whole universal power supporting me and backing me up in choosing that and taking me forward with it. It's pretty wild and amazing. You know, we talk about this inner and outer God being the same one. There's a quote in the Bible that has come up a lot recently because of these topics that you may have heard. "Lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh thy help," is the old King James version of it. And the sad part is that that's not the complete quote. And in the translation from the original languages, many biblical scholars would take it this to mean this, or do it this way, and that is, "Lift mine eyes unto the hills," which when you lift your eyes to the hills in those days, in those places, what you saw were the temples to Babel, or Baal, sorry, not Babel, but Baal. And you see these temples, they were pillared temples, and most hilltops in that part of the world would have some small or large temple to Baal. And then it goes on to say, "From whence cometh my help?" Where does my help come from? It's a question, not a statement. My help doesn't come from the hills. My help comes from the Lord, from God, from Spirit, from life. And that is within me. that consciousness. Law means Lord means law. Lord means spiritual consciousness operating and acting a certain way, and it is that to which we give our greatest dedication and honoring. It's the, what we see within our individual experiences to be the ultimate reality and truth for us. So that when we lift our eyes to the hills, is that where my help comes from? No, it comes from that within me, which is the power, the truth, and the life based on what I believe it to be. So this whole thing about choosing to live from an individual perspective, from a place of choosing to live my life according to my values, my beliefs, and my world that I understand and know the world to be, becomes where the real power lies, and the only real power that matters ultimately and finally. And so think about this. Another idea from standing in this perspective of where am I today, the view from this right here, there's an ancient Jewish idea that when we think about the past, it lies in front of us. Think about that. The past is not behind you. It's in front of you. You can see clearly where you've been. You can see clearly what has happened. You know the facts of it. You know what was true and what was not true. You know what was real and what was imagined by you. You know where you were caught in just the facts of things happening and where you were enlightened into a higher knowing about something. All of that's very clear in your past. You can see it. That's why it's in front of you in that old tradition. The future, however, is behind you. Because behind you, the way you can walk into that world at that time, those places, is only one way. It's just by faith. You can't see what's back there. You can't see what's in your future. You can imagine it. You can create it through your imaginations. You can have lots of influence on where it goes, but it's done by faith. And you create this faith idea, these affirmations on having a richer, fuller life, having a life of greater love and greater expression. But you don't know exactly how it's going to show up. You can't really see the steps you take. And I know the world today is all about the 5-year plan and the 2-year plan and the 3-year plan and coming up with all these steps to make sure it happens. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you're aware that when you do so, you're simply setting something into motion that your faith will take you to the next step. And it may be behind you. That's a real different way to look at things and think about it. I love it because of that, because it makes me shake up my old standardized way of seeing and allows me to see in a different way and to see in a different world. Because you see, in this world, in this awareness, one of the things that I find to be really wonderful and frustrating at times. And that is, do you ever notice your life is going along, you've kind of got things organized and put together the way you want them. Everything seems to be working smoothly and well, there may be some challenges, but they're not big because you've worked hard to get everything sort of stabilized and leveled out. And then, surprise, here comes something new you hadn't expected, perhaps an illness, perhaps a change in relationships, perhaps a change in the economy, perhaps a change in the way the whole world is working, which is kind of what we're going through now. And we're just beginning to see the long-term effects of that and what the true new world we're living in is. And then it's like, oh, God, I just got it all together. My mom used to have a card beside her chair that said, I finally got it all together and forgot where I put it. Well, that may be the case, but sometimes you think you get it all together and then it just scrambles up and goes off and something changes, something goes differently. Yeah. So when that happens, it's not the end of anything permanent. any more than COVID is the end of anything permanent for anyone who has suffered from it. And I'm talking about even those who have passed on. Because I believe with everything in me that the ending of your physical body, while it's the ending of this experience, this level of this plane of existence, is not the end of you by any means. That's why we call it transitions. But when those kinds of endings appear to be showing up and everything we got, thought we had together gets scrambled and messed up, it is simply the opening into a whole new process, a whole new process and system of creativity. See, we are born to create, and as long as we are alive and breathing, whether this plane or the next, creativity is what we're about. Creating is what we're doing. We're creating life, we're creating experiences, we're creating prosperity, we're creating love, we're creating all of these things in our lives all the time. And when it seems to have come to an end, well, Ernest Holmes has something to say about that. Let's see that. Through the continual emergence of creative principle, any last finally proves to be but the beginning of a new creative series. It's the beginning. The eternal spiral, finding its base in the everlasting reality, will never cease to emerge. Discover Your Riches. That's from Discover Your Riches Life by Ernest Holmes. Another way to say it is the way that it showed up in The Sound of Music. When God closes a door, a window opens. Or if a door gets closed, God opens a window. We've all heard it 1,000 times. When I graduated from school, two of my schools called it graduation. One of them called it commencement. We had a commencement ceremony, which I thought was a much better name for it, because it means we're commencing to begin a new chapter. Yes, an old chapter may be ending, but a new chapter is commencing to begin. So part of our emphasis this month is continuing to take a big look at where we are now. What is commencing? What is ending? What has now reached a peak, a mountaintop experience perhaps? And what is commencing to begin from here? What does the path down the other side of the mountain look like? And even without seeing what it looks like, am I willing to take the first step to move in that direction? See, you have within you all that you need and all that you will ever need to create the life of your desires, to create a life within you that carries you through whatever is happening in the world around you. Create a life within you that is filled with joy and freedom and love. It's all there because you're really wonderful. And so it is. So am I. So as we move now into this moment of quiet, this moment of contemplation, I invite you to take a moment to go within. I'm going to do it a little different today. I'm going to do a spiritual mind treatment. Part of the view from this hill I've been looking back on this year is seeing the people who have left this plane of existence through COVID and through other things, some quite recently. I also see those people that I have worked with and seen who have not left us and who are growing and moving forward despite serious illnesses and other challenges that have come up. So I wish to invite you to join me in a recognition of the power of life within all of those circumstances. So I go within and I take a moment and recognize and feel. Become aware that the energy of my body, the life, the physical space that I take up, the cubic inches of water and tissue and blood, those are just the smallest part of me. I feel myself connected to a much bigger energy, a much bigger world around me. I feel the skin, the air on my skin. But I'm not sure where my skin stops and my energy continues. So I allow myself to move into this wider, larger sense of connection with the oneness that is, the only one there is. And as I deepen into that oneness, I recognize that I am an individual expression of that one, one point in a field of energy and information. And when I think and speak my word in truth and in faith, I trust that the rest of that whole system of energy and information vibrates and responds to it, like touching a tiny corner of a spider web and watching the whole thing wiggle. It all responds across the entire web of life. And so I speak my word, trusting that that word has power and is empowered by the very essence of life. So I speak my word for all of those who've transitioned, who've left this plane of existence and moved on to the next, celebrating their lives, standing in truth and in great awe and appreciation for all of them, whoever they are, whatever contributions they've made to life on this plane, all those that love them, whose lives they've touched, celebrating their lives, offering a word of peace, a word of harmony, a word of love, a word of comfort to all those left behind. And for all of those still struggling with any kind of life-threatening situation, be it related to illness or anything else, I see in them only the life that they are. And I call forth into their experience only life. And in so doing, I recognize that that simply dissolves away any evidence or any need to be afraid of anything other than life in its fullness and in its perfect health and harmony coming forth and coming forward. All of those folks who are struggling for breath, breathe freely into life. Nothing is holding that back. All of the ideas in the race consciousness that says our experience with our current world should be a certain way, I deny having any real power in our lives. For I stand instead in the truth that life is life and continues to expand and grow with peace, with joy, with harmony, with love, with light, and with power. And I invite all who will and are ready to step above the law of averages and into the law of personal responsibility and personal freedom to state and stand and choose your truth based on what you can believe it to be, knowing that as you do, you move forward with ease, with grace, and with great power of change for yourselves individually, for ourselves individually, and for the whole world. So knowing that this is the truth, I am so grateful to have this teaching. I'm grateful that we are immersed in a truth of life that sees it as a whole, not as a broken part, not as a two-ness, but as a oneness. I stand in gratitude that life unfolds this way. I'm grateful for everyone who sees it and knows it and recognize it, and those who are getting inklings and growing toward it. I'm grateful that this is how life works and that we are all part of this one universal presence. And in this gratitude and with ease, I can release this now, knowing it is complete, it is done, it stands on its own truth, and spiritual law takes it and multiplies it and carries it forth into the hearts and minds and experience of any and everyone who is open to it. Knowing this is true, knowing this is how it works, I let it be right here and right now, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much. Let's hear now from one of our board members, Vance.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Thanks for that wonderful talk today. And it's my opportunity to share with everybody our affirmation of prosperity. But before I do, there are lots of ways you can give. You can give online at www.cslmidtown.org/donate. And you can also write in a check. You can do PayPal, lots of different ways. Check on the website. There's plenty of opportunity for you to do that. And I know for me, this is where I'm spiritually fed. So in that giving, I tithe back to the center because it really helps me grow and live every day, every week, every year. So I hope it feeds you too. And if it does, please consider giving generously. And now for our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. There's the link to donate. And now on to announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game. Announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to read them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
So thank you all for being with us today. We've been glad to have you here and so happy to know you, those that we do. We invite you to join us now right after this closes out on our Zoom link. You'll find it on our website, cslmidtown.org. And I think it was earlier on this video. Be sure to join us for a little conversation and follow up. Also, to remind you that on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we are continuing our series on overcoming fear. It's a great time to do that if you haven't already. If you've got a lot of fear going on, this is a great place to let it go. So join us. Now here, if you will, our closing affirmation. This is something we do each week to remind us of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a great week, everyone.